they shall howl. Because of him, there will be reason to howl, because out of his mouth they'll receive their sentence. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared unto the devil and his angels. And who are they? Why, the foolish virgins that didn't bother to take oil in their vessels. Beloved, you cannot live a holy life without the fullness of the Holy Ghost. And you cannot live a holy life by having only the baptism according to Acts 2:4. When the Bible says they took oil in their vessels, it means these bodies of ours. God has purchased these bodies with a great price. And when Jesus came and cleansed the temple, as we heard last Sunday, the high priests, the religious people, the theologians came around. And they said, who gave you this authority? Who in the world gave you the right to come into our temple and to spoil this fine service? We just had a wonderful revival. My, the people were shouting and they were having a great time. And now you come in and you overthrow the tables of the money changers and you take a whip and all these animals that were to be sacrificed to Jehovah. What a blasphemer! What right have you got to do that? It says, break this temple and in 3 days I'll build it. Oh, I've got a right, because this body is going to be a sacrifice for the temple of Jehovah. The only temple that God is creating is a holy temple made up of living stones. Glory to God. And you and I are called to be members of that body and living stones in that temple which God is building.